Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the fourth chapter of James we hear, "Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you." Heavenly Father, you sustain us when our spirits sag and our souls ache, and the cares of life seem to overwhelm us. We pray, be ever present in our lives, so we may know you and your light, so we might express your will for us to those who have given us to love, who carry on while we are here serving others. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayor, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Lawson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 7th. Senator from Andrew. Senator from Stoddard. Senator from Lawrence. A quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 51st day, Wednesday, April 13th, 2011. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. President Kinder in the chair.
Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from Newton.
I rise to introduce some guests this morning. First is my son, Chad, on the right. By the way, he's a great architect. Anyone wants to build anything, come over and see Chad, and I can guarantee that they'll be put towards his education if we did at the University of another school other than Missouri. Actually, it's University of Arkansas. I think he was at the late. Weren't you top of your class when you graduated, Chad? That's right. I knew that. What a good boy. Also, he's with some of his friends, a coffee group, and also some of the leadership job on the upper gallery on the side. And they are Sean McGroon, Chad Allison, Ryan Jackson, Jared Hogan. Also, and another group next to them, as many of you know, I have a great relationship with Fred Kracke in the House. We serve together, a Democrat that represents the Hill in St. Louis. And his, I'm not sure he made it. I think his wife is still over in the House on some votes, but his granddaughter, Hannah Eileen Kratk, is here, and the mom, Nicole. I would ask the body to give them all a warm welcome.
Will the guests of the senator from Newton please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate. Senator from Polk.
Mr. President, introduction of special guest. It is my privilege today to introduce United States Army Captain Jennifer Morris, who will be very have a connection to this body because her father and mother is Jim and Debbie Howerton of Chillicothe, Missouri. Jennifer is completing her final days of active service. During her service, she has completed two tours in Iraq and is a Bronze Star recipient, and her mom and dad are very proud of her. And I am very proud to represent them in my senatorial district and have you here today as an honoree here in the state.
Let's welcome the great veteran for her service and war hero, Jim Howerton's daughter, to the Missouri Senate. Introductions. Senator from 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce a welcome special guest to your left and my right, and seated in the upper gallery are students from the Forsyth School in St. Louis, Missouri. They're here today with their parents, teachers, and administrators, and I ask the Senate give them a warm welcome.
Let's welcome the young people. Please rise for a recognition by the Missouri Senate. Introduction. Senator from Polk again.
Excuse me, Mr. President. An introduction of another special guest. I have a group of Agape Christian boarding school boys here today that sang here in the Capitol earlier this morning. They're and their chaplain are here today, and they are over at your right and my left. And if you'd please stand so the body could recognize
you. Let's welcome these guests from the Agape School to the Missouri Senate. Introductions. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Senator from Saline.
I'd like to speak on a point of personal privilege.
Senator will be heard on a point of personal privilege.
Mr. President, I want to publicly thank Heidi Kochmeyer, who works in my office, Melissa DeStefano, and Katie Mathis. They did a tremendous amount of work for me in this last week. They produced four fair, evenly balanced maps, and I can't tell you how many hours I spent and how much I appreciate their service. Thank you, Mr. President.
Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. The senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Photographers from the Missouri News Horizon have been given permission to take pictures in the Senate chamber today. And without objection, the Senate will do the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees. Senator from Howell, have you a report?
Yes, Mr. President, your report on Ways and Means and Fiscal Review.
Send it forward, Senator. Read the committee report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 45, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 286 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 323 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 254 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 100 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills 26 and 106 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Perkison, Chairman.
The Senator from Stoddard.
Mr. President, would you please refer Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 320 to the Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight?
Shall be so referred, Senator. We're on the order of business of committee reports. Okay, fine. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senate will the order of business of Senate bills on third reading.
Senate bills on third reading. Senate bills, Senate committee substitute for Senate bills 26 and 106, the senator from Christian. The senator from Christian. We're on third reading, Senator. You got the third bill down. You're first up.
Mr. President, I move that Senate bill, Senate committee substitute for Senate bill 26 and 106 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. As many as are the opinion, it shall prevail. Say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body.
Mr. President, I move that Senate bill or Senate committee substitute for Senate bill 26 and 106 be read a third time and finally passed. Mr. President, these are specialty license plate bills, one of them for the Nixa School District, The other one for combat badges that the senator from the 13th asked for. If there are any questions, be glad to answer them. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
Does any senator wish to be heard on the third reading motion? Seeing none, senator is recognized to close.
I close.
Senator renews his motion on third reading and final passage of the bill. Read the bill. Call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills 26 and 106, an act relating to specialized license plates. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevenie, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from St. Francois. Senator from Polk. Senator from Cape Girardeau. By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, the bill having achieved the constitutional majority is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Bill 100, Senator from Saline.
Bill 100 be brought before the body for a third read and final passage.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion, it shall prevail. Say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us for a third reading.
This is the, Mr. President, I now move that Senate Bill 100 be third read and finally passed. This is the tax credit incentive plan that takes care of developmental disabilities and resident child treatment. Remind the body it has zero fiscal note. It is one of the programs that I'm very proud of created since I've been here.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Senator from the second.
I seek unanimous consent to introduce a special guest.
Hearing no objection, proceed with your introduction.
Thank you, Mr. President. Up in the upper chamber behind me, I have some fantastic students and a couple of teachers from Troy Holiness School in Troy, Missouri, and among them is even my wife's uncle. So I would like to please welcome them to the Missouri Senate.
Will all the guests of the senator from the second please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate. Back to the senator from Saline, sir. Does any senator wish to be heard on his motion? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
Senator renews his motion on third reading and final passage. Read the bill. Call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 100, an act relating to tax credit for certain contributions. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevenie, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Cole. Senator from St. Francis. Senator from the first. By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, the bill having achieved constitutional majority is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 254, Senator from Saline.
Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 254 be brought before the body for third read and final passage.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 254 be third read and finally passed. This is the bill that gets that corrects our DWI bill we passed last year, puts us in compliance with federal law. We'll put $16 million more on the road instead of into safety concerns. Glad to answer any questions.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
Senator renews his motion on third reading. Read the bill. Call the roll.
Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 254, an act relating to intoxicated-related traffic offenses. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
St. Francis.
34.
By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, the bill having won a constitutional majority is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone.
Move the Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 323 be brought before the body for third reading.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 323 be third read and finally passed. This is the bill that allows the auditor to do a one-time comparative audit of the 10 largest state agencies.
Does any senator wish to hear to be heard? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
Senator renews his motion on third reading and final passage of the bill that does contain an emergency clause. Accordingly, there will be two votes. Read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 323, an act relating to a one-time audit and analysis of fiscal practices and cost savings in state agencies with an emergency clause. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer,
aye.
Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Polk, Senator from St. Francis. By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, the bill having won a constitutional majority is declared passed. Read the or call the roll on the emergency clause.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from 24th. By your vote of 33, aye, 0, no, you have adopted the emergency clause. Without objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Jefferson.
Ask that Senate Bill 286 be brought before the body for third reading.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us.
Thanks, Mr. President. I move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 286 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. This is the Task Force on the Prevention of Child Abuse. This is known as Aaron's Law. We've heard it multiple times. I'd be happy to answer any questions. If not, I renew my motion.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator renews his motion on third reading and final passage. Read the bill. Call
the roll. Senate substitute for Senate Bill 286, an act relating to protecting children from sex offenders. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from 13th. By your vote of 33, aye, 0, no, you have the bill having won a constitutional majority is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 325, the senator from Christian.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 325 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You have heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 325 be read a third time and finally passed. Mr. President, this bill deals with the best example was a nursing home I had at home that was not informed when one of their employees lost her nursing license for payment of taxes. This simply says that the department has to inform the employer before they take the license away, and the employer that way is informed and won't be fined. Any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator renews his motion on third reading and final passage. Read the bill. Call the roll.
Senate Bill 325, an act relating to notifying employers regarding the licensing status of employees. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 11th, Senator from Cape. Senator from the 1st. Senator from the 1st, we need your vote. By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, the bill having won a constitutional majority is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. For what purpose, Does the Senator from Buchanan seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent for the introduction of special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, no objection. Mr. President. Up in the upper gallery, I have students from St. Joseph Hyde Elementary School, and I would ask that they please rise and be recognized by the
Senator. Let's welcome the guest of the Senator from Buchanan to the Missouri Senate.
Thank you.
The Senator from the second, sir.
President, I move that Senate Bill number 132 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that we read the third time and place upon its final passage the Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 132. This deals with the auto extended service contracts. This is trying to clean up some of those bad practices that happened over the last year and a half that generated all the complaints over this industry. These are the common sense approaches that we dealt with on the Attorney General's task force and with all the other different interested parties. We discussed it the other day. I'll gladly answer any questions. If not, I renew my motion.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close, Mr.
Senator renews his motion on third reading and final passage. Read the bill. Call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 132, an act relating to motor vehicle extended service contracts. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevenie, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones, 34.
By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, the bill having won a constitutional majority is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. The Senator from Christian. Sorry, what? The bill number, Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 387, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 387 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 387 be read a third time and finally passed. Mr. President, this bill is to do with electronic monitoring. My hope is it will keep nonviolent offenders productive in the workforce instead of in jail during pretrial, and I hope it can save the county a little bit of money. I'd be glad to answer any questions. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, the senators recognize to close.
I close.
Senator from Christian renews his motion that Senate Bill number 387 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 387, an act relating to electronic monitoring of certain offenders. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevenie, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from St. Francis.
Aye.
Senator from Jefferson.
Aye.
By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a council majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on that calendar, third reading of Senate bills, formal calendar. Senator from Lewis.
Yes, Mr. President.
Senate bill number 300, Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate substitute for Senate bill number 300 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill just allows the use of centerfire handguns of any barrel length during the muzzleloader portion of deer season. With that, I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from Lewis renews his motion that Senate bill number 300 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 300, an act relating to deer season. Senators Brown,
aye.
Callahan,
aye.
Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones,
Senator from the 23rd. By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a council majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on that calendar, Senate Bill 337, also the Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate bills or Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 337 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill just clarifies the noxious weed section in the statutes for the Department of Agriculture. It also allows them not to publish hard copy books of the brand book and allows that to be distributed via the Internet. And be glad to answer any questions, Mr. President.
Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator from Lewis is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from Lewis renews his motion that Senate Bill number 337 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 337, an act relating to agriculture. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff,
aye.
Schaefer,
aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Stouffer,
aye.
Wasson,
aye.
Wright Jones.
Senator from the 4th.
Aye.
By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on that calendar, Senate Bill 360, the Senator from Mercer. I'm sorry, I skipped one. It should be Senate Bill 238, the Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 238 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 238 be read a third time and finally passed. Mr. President, this is the infectious disease language, the presumptive eligibility for the infectious disease for firefighters that contract those infectious disease through the line of duty.
Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? The senator from Buchanan, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I request to inquire of the senator from the 15th.
Senator Yield?
Yes.
He does proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I kind of warned you that I was going to inquire of you.
You did a few, yes.
It seems to me that that what this bill does is it says that if you've had a an annual physical at which a blood test was taken within the last year,
yep,
and then you're a firefighter and you come down with one of these infectious diseases, we're just going to assume that it was as a result of your work as a firefighter, and then award appropriate benefits, either disability or death benefits. Is that correct? Did I say that right?
That's correct. Is that we have other presumptive laws with regard to cancer or other diseases that are contracted through the line of duty. This would fall in line with those, yes.
And, you know, as I looked at this list, I apologize for not discussing this with you during perfection, but reviewing the bills, it just appears to me that it's very difficult to make the case that some of these diseases are very likely to be due to work as a firefighter. I mean, I can understand lung cancer, I can understand emphysema, hypertension, you're exposed to smoke and all that. But HIV? I mean, how is it that a firefighter contracts HIV?
Well, let me ask you a question. Can you, in your experience as a medical professional, envision a scenario where a firefighter comes upon a scene where there's a massive loss of blood and needles are involved, that there might be a contraction of a bloodborne disease? Can you imagine, in your experience as a medical professional?
I know. Well, but see, the thing about it is that the standard for us changing this law isn't based upon a theoretical thing. It's more based upon, like, what's likely to have happened.
Well,
you know,
what I'm saying to you is those are scenarios that actually happen, where a firefighter may be extricating an individual from a vehicle. There's blood spattered upon his face, or he's trying to give the victim an IV where needles are involved and blood is involved. To me, it's not out of the realm of possibility, and in fact, diseases can be contracted through that kind of contact.
Well, he could have actually had somebody cough on him and give him the flu, but you didn't list influenza on there, I don't think. I mean,
obviously you didn't discuss this during perfection. If you wanted to add that on, we would have entertained that amendment if you're advocating for influenza.
Well, the other thing is you say down further that there has to be a blood test administered, but it doesn't say what kind of a blood test. Like, if it said that you had a blood test for HIV that was negative, and then you became seropositive, that would be meaningful. But what if they just simply had their cholesterol checked? Would that meet the wording of the law?
Well, the reason why it was put in there, because that is the broadest way in which to define it, is to say that a blood test would be administered, not to specify it or narrow it down to one particular test.
Wouldn't it have been better to say a blood test for the particular...
Well, I would have appreciated your input.
I know, but the thing is just thinking about this, you know, I just
Senator,
feel like...
I tell you what, if you have some legitimate concerns about the wording of that issue, I'm happy to work with you.
Well, I appreciate
it. As it moves over to the House, because this was something, I will tell you, that last sentence that you're focusing on was something that came up in my conversation as the senator from Cape had expressed some issues with the legislation. I worked with him. We added that language. I didn't hear your concerns, but I'm happy to work with you on that language as it moves
forward.
Well,
I appreciate that, and I know you mean well. I really do have some concerns, and so I look forward to working with you,
thank you,
as it goes through the process.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from the 15th moves that Senate Bill 238 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 238, an act relating to diseases presumed incurred in the line of duty by firefighters. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle-Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Lawrence. Senator from the 26th, from Franklin. Senator from the 22nd. Senator from Clay. As a no, be changed to an aye. Senator from Buchanan. Change it to an aye. Senator from Christian. By your vote of 31 aye, 2 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the timing and perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Bill 360, the senator from Harrison.
President, I'd move Senate Bill 360 be brought before the body for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Dent.
Thank you.
Senator from Lynn.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 360, I move the Senate Bill 360 be read a third time, placed upon its final passage. Senate Bill 360 is the authority to allow a lake authority for drinking water to be put together and formed in Sullivan County. If there are any questions, I'm happy to answer them. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, the senator from Mercer is recognized to close.
I close, Mr. President.
The senator from Davies moves that Senate Bill number 360 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill 360, an act relating to a county drinking water supply lake authority. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle-Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
By your vote of 33 aye, 0 no, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 230, Senator from Atchison.
President, I move Senate Bill 230 be brought before the body for third reading, final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Worth.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 230 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Senate Bill 230 is the authorization to allow political subdivisions to give away scrap tires to a business if they agree to transport them. This is the situation we talked about yesterday, where political subdivisions can take tires but then do not have a way to get rid of them. And actually, in today's environment, are paying companies from Kansas to come and pick them up. There are many entities within the state that would like to use those tires, whether it's concrete plants, whether it's a facility in Maryville that uses it to make fuel. There are many opportunities. This would allow those political subdivisions to transfer those tires. If there are any questions, I'm happy to answer them. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, the senator from Gentry is recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator from Nottoway moves that Senate Bill 230 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 230, an act relating to the disposal of tires. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keaveney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce,
aye.
Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones,
by your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, the bill, having received a constitution majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling perfecting motions were made and carried. The senator from Nottoway moves that the title be agreed to. Those of the opinion the motion shall prevail will say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes have it.
Mr. President, I move the vote by which the bill be considered. The bill passed be reconsidered.
Senator from the second.
I move that motion lay on the table.
Okay. The vote will occur on the latter motion. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Atchison.
I would seek unanimous consent to introduce some guests.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Off to my left and your right, a group of students from St. Gregory School in Maryville got up early this morning to make the journey down, accompanied by many of their parents and instructors. I would ask, they have now been to the governor's mansion. They have seen the lower chamber in operation in the House. They are now in the upper chamber, and I would ask that my members of the my colleagues in the Senate, please join me in welcoming these fine young students from Maryville, Missouri.
Will the guests of the Senator please stand and be recognized and wave, and let's welcome them to the Senate chamber. Thanks for coming. Senator from the first, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. If I could unanimous consent to introduce some very special guests here with us.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Over to my right and to your left, up against the wall, we have members of the South County Chamber from the 1st District visiting their capital today. These are small business owners that are working very hard to provide jobs to Missourians in the 1st District, and I would hope that the body would make them feel very welcome.
Would the guests of the Senator from the 1st please stand or wave, and let's welcome them to the Senate Chamber. Thanks for coming. Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have committee reports from your Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments. Copies have been distributed. Pardon me, Mr. President.
Okay. On the order of business, we will go to the senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Seeing no objection, we will go to reports of standing committees. Now the senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have committee reports from your Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments. Copies have been distributed on the desk, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator from Stoddard.
Mr. President, I request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the above reports in one motion, with the exception, and this came to me late just this morning, accept James Corwin as a member of the Peace Officer. Let me get my glasses on. Standards and Training Commission. I can't read my own writing, especially without my glasses. So I ask that you take up all the list that's been distributed to the members of the Senate body, with the exception of James Corwin as a member of the Peace Officer Standards and Training Commission.
You've heard the motion from the senator. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Clay, for what purpose do you rise?
Yes, Mr. President, I just want to make a I would like to speak concerning the motion of the senator from Stoddard.
Proceed.
I'd just like to make the body aware that it was at my request that James Corwin, as a member of the Peace Officer Standard and Training Commission, be delayed and taken out of the one motion. I apologize to the senator for the 9th because I didn't get a chance to talk to her. I have talked to the senator from the 10th and the senator from Buchanan concerning my issue with regard to this and holding it up. I currently don't intend to permanently filibuster it, at least right now, but we'll be contemplating that. And the reason is this. It is very clear that we have rules that the police officers in the city of Kansas City are not supposed to be involved in political activities. Mr. Corwin is the police chief. And we recently had a ballot measure, and whether you support the ballot measure or not, there were uniformed police officers witnessed going into public forums with literature that was clearly in opposition to the ballot measure. We cannot allow individuals who we place in a position of trust to poke their finger in the eyes of those of us who make the laws concerning that with regard to political activities. And so I'm asking that he be held up at this point. It's at my request, and we'll see where it goes from there. Thank you.
Further discussion? Senator from the 8th, for what purpose do you rise?
Inquire of you.
State your inquiry.
Is it authorized in our rules to allow a senator to be operating the camera?
I think that is permissible under the rules. Is that?
Okay. All right. I just wanted to check. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you. And thank you, Senator from Cape Girardeau. Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. The reports I sent forward did have Mr. Corwin's report attached to that group of reports. I would ask that you send that report back to me.
Madam Secretary, please send the report back to the Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move the committee reports be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to the appointments.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted that committee report. Senator from Cole, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I seek unanimous consent to introduce a very special guest.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you. It gives me great pleasure today to point out in the gallery behind me, we have the fourth grade class from St. Francis Xavier Elementary School in Taos, Missouri. The students are visiting from the state capitol. They did part of their field trip. They just came down from a trip to the Whispering Gallery. They are accompanied by their teacher, Mrs. Laura Besson and Mrs. Tina Forbes. I ask that they be welcomed by the Missouri State Senate today.
Would the guests of the Senator from Coles please stand and be recognized? Thanks for coming to the Capitol and the Senate.
Senator from St. Charles.
Mr. President, we are still on reports of standing committees.
The order of business in the Senate is reports of standing committees. The President recognizes the chairman from the 11th.
Mr. President, your Committee on Progress and Development has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, when it arrives at the dais, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Progress and Development, to which was referred House Bill 749, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, House Bill 795 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, House Bill 182 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 556 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully, Senator Callahan, Chairman.
Senator from Clay.
Yes, Mr. President, your Committee on Health, Mental Health, Seniors, and Families has a report.
Please send the report forward. Madam Secretary, when it arrives at the dais, please read the report from the Health, Mental Health, Seniors, and Families chairperson.
Mr. President, your Committee on Health, Mental Health, Seniors, and Families, to which was referred House Bill 388, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, House Bill 270 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 73 and 47 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, House Bill 423 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 408 and 80 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass.
Senator from Howe.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Please send the reports forward, and Madam Secretary, please read those reports when they arrive here at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight, to which is referred Senate Bill 155, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Senate Bill 52 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 116 and 316 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 557 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 631 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully, Senator Pergeson, Chairman.
Senator from St. Francis.
President, your Committee on Finance, Government Organization, and Ethics has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report when it arrives at the dais.
Mr. Mr. President, your Committee on Financial and Governmental Organization and Elections, to which was referred Senate Joint Resolution 12, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the joint resolution do pass. Also, Senate Bill 326 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 270 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Senate Bill 340 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Engler, Chairman.
President recognizes the Senator from Saline.
Your efficient Transportation Committee has a report.
Please send that forward, Senator. When it arrives, please read the report from the Chairman of the Transportation, Madam Secretary.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, to which was referred Senate Bill 260, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, House Committee substitute for House Bill 354 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Bill 204 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Bill 307 and 812 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, House Bills 798, 141, 153, and House Committee substitute for House Bill 363, House Bill 415, and 813, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Stouffer, Chairman.
Senator from Lawrence.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 425, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Senate Bill 400 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Goodman, Chairman.
The senior senator from St. Charles, 2nd District.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry have a report.
Please send that forward. Madam Secretary, when it arrives, please read the chairman's report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, to which was referred Senate Bill 392, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Roop, Chairman.
Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a report.
Please send that report forward.
It's on its way forward to the very capable, competent, and well much appreciated Secretary of the Senate.
I trust it's from the Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and Environment Committee. Thank you, Senator. Please read the report, Madam Secretary.
Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 403, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Committee substitute for House Bill 338 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Bill 339 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Lager, Chairman.
Senator from the 23rd St. Charles District.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report when it arrives at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred House Committee substitute for House Bill 108, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass with Senate Committee Amendment Number 1. Also, House Concurrent Resolution 15 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Respectfully, Senator Dempsey, Chairman.
Senator from the 7th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on General Laws has a report.
Please send that report forward. And Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred Senate Bill 329, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 353 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Joint Resolution 16 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Cunningham, Chairman.
Senator from Johnson.
Your Hardworking Education Committee has a report.
Please send it forward, Senator. And Madam Secretary, please read the chairperson's education report when it arrives at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred Senate Bill 391, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 253 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Also, House Bill 738 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, House Bill 229 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully, Senator Pierce, Chairman.
Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Along with my gratitude for the very capable and hardworking Secretary of Senate, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government sends forward its report.
Thank you, Senator, and thank you for the recognition of the Secretary's hard work. And Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, to which was referred Senate Bill 223, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Bill 142 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, House Bill 186 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully, Senator Schmidt, Chairman.
Senator from Lewis.
Your very productive Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report when it arrives at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred Senate Bill 119, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 150 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Munslinger, Chairman.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. I ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
Announcement. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. The only other activity planned for today is the second reading of House bills. I would like to announce bills for consideration on Monday. A House Committee substitute for House Bill 45, House Committee substitute for House Bill 14, House Bill 15, and House Bill 270.
Further announcements. Further announcements. Seeing none, order of business is second reading of House bills.
He did.
Second reading of House bills, the Senator from Stoddard. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of House bills on second reading.
Seeing no objection, House bills for second reading, Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 458.
House Bill 458, an act relating to the Missouri Farmland Trust.
Agriculture, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 641.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 641, an act relating to controlled substances.
Judiciary, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 192.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 192, an act relating to environmental protection.
Commerce, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 470 and 429.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 470 and 429, an act relating to the non-resident entertainers tax.
General laws, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 336.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 336, an act relating to tax incentives to attract sporting events to Missouri.
Jobs and Economic Development, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 28.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 28, an act relating to abortifacient with
health and mental health. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 546.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 546, an act relating to the Housing Development Commission.
General laws. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 468.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 468, an act relating to job development, retention, and training.
Jobs and Economic Development, House Bill 677.
House Bill 677, an act relating to vision examinations for school children.
Education, House Bill 737.
House Bill 737, an act relating to tangible personal property.
Commerce and Consumer Protection, House Committee Substitute for HJR 3.
House Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution 3, a joint resolution relating to the right to raise animals.
Agriculture, House Bill 291.
House Bill 291, an act relating to motor vehicle windshield stickers.
Transportation, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 840.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 840, an act relating to tax incentives to encourage foreign trade.
Jobs and Economic Development.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the bot. Excuse me, Mr. President, do we have any messages from the House?
Yes, we do have messages from the House.
Would you please read the message?
Madam Secretary, please read the messages from the House.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Concurrent Resolution 37, a concurrent resolution relating to the recognition of every third week in June as Diabetic Peripheral Neuropathy Week. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 430, an act relating to transportation. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 111, an act relating to the judiciary. Also, House Committee Substitute Number 2 for House Bill 609, an act relating to the Show Me Health Insurance Exchange Act. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bills 223 and 231, an act relating to higher education financial assistance programs. Also, House Bill 591, an act relating to limited dental teaching license. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 407, an act relating to certificates of insurance for property and casualty insurance coverage. Also, House Bill 211, an act relating to lead abatement. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 697, an act relating to the promulgation of state administrative rules. Also, House Bill 257, an act relating to abolishing the Sentencing Advisory Commission. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 55, an act relating to the Missouri Most Vulnerable Persons Act. Also, House Bill 357, an act relating to enhanced enterprise zones. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 464, an act for the sole purpose of eliminating, combining, and revising certain state boards, commissions, committees, and councils, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
The Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, April 18th, 2011.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. Aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are adjourned until Monday, April 18th, until 4 p.m. We are adjourned.